Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Graveyard Shift. You know, we know that it's never been harder than it is right now to be a funeral professional. And we're here today to provide you with some ideas and some inspiration on improving your funeral home's operations and to help you connect with more families. So my name, Todd Carlson. I'm the Chief Sales Officer with the Directors Investment Group family of companies, which includes Passari Funeral Directors Life and ClaimCheck. And I'm just shocked that our cast continues to return. None of them have been voted off the island yet. I don't know. I guess we got to get more accurate polling on that. So we'll give that a shot. But again, with us today, Matt Bailey. He's the one in the suit today with the red tie. He is here from Bailey Family Funeral Homes in Connecticut. Gary Freitag, our friend from Cincinnati, Ohio at Spring Grove. And of course, Jimmy Lucas with Lucas Funerals and Cremations out of Fort Worth. And if you're wondering who that other handsome gentleman is on the screen today, that's Marlon Gary from Marlon Gary Funeral Homes, Chapel of Peace in Columbus, Ohio. So we'll introduce Marlon in a minute. But I just want to remind our listeners that we love feedback and we love to hear from you. You are invited to send your thoughts and your feedback compliments even to the Graveyard Shift at Passari.com. That is the Graveyard Shift at Passari.com. And if you have complaints this week, Jimmy looks like he's in a good mood. He'll be taking all the complaints this week.
I got you, Todd.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate you. It keeps, we know that they come in by the hundreds. So we have to keep you busy this week. You know, speaking of feedback, look at that bridge. That's like the pros do it. We actually got some feedback from a listener in Wisconsin. And I'd just like to share this really briefly with our listeners. Here it is. It says, hello, thank you for creating this podcast and continue to keep it going. I've listened to all of the episodes so far, and I found them valuable. When I listened to shift 13 yesterday, I was surprised to hear the word funeral homeowners used 3 times in the intro. And I went back in the transcripts from past shifts, and it's always been the funeral director, the funeral professional, et cetera. Shift 13 took a sharp turn to funeral home owners, and I'm wondering if this was intentional. And gosh, I want to first of all thank our listener for his keen ears for even noticing. But I will say this, it was not intentional. That was 100% my mistake. And I think our cast will agree here that we really try to use the term funeral professional because we want to make this podcast valuable to really anyone in the funeral service profession that has that makes delivering funerals to families and an awesome experience, regardless of role. So I want to apologize to this listener in Wisconsin. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. As you already heard, we've already corrected it. So any comments from the cast on that?
What part of Wisconsin?
Well done. That's completely unintentional.
No further questions.
Yeah, it was unintentional. I apologize.
Strike one, Todd.
I know. Gosh, I hope I can keep my my role here. I'm going to be the first one voted off. So,
you're not that lucky.
All right. Well, hey, let's get the voting is coming in. So instant polling right now. Hey, I really am excited today to introduce Marlon Gary. Marlon and I have known each other for a number of years now. Gosh, Marlon, I was trying to think about how many years it was you made your trip here down to Abilene to visit us. That goes back a ways now. And I want to thank you for joining us today. And Marlon is here today to share his journey, as a startup funeral home, and also to talk about, I think, to us about his unique view of marketing. And I'd even add to that his unique view of technology and how he uses these things to help him grow his business. So, Marlon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Marlon. Glad you are here. So, hey, Marlon, in order to help our listeners know you a little bit, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
All right. My name is Marlon Gary. I have funeral homes in Columbus, Ohio. Also have a branch in Mansfield, Ohio, and Springfield, Ohio. Have grown the business, started the business back in 2007, and we have grown to become the leading African-American firm in Central Ohio, but again, also serving families on the outskirts as well. We serve about between 750 and 800 families each year between the four locations. We started a business again primarily here in Columbus, on the north side of Columbus in 2007. We opened up our second location in 2016. And then in Mansfield, opened up there in 2021 and Springfield in 2023. Mansfield location is a funeral home that my uncle had started back in 1969, 1970, and he kept the funeral home for about 10 years and he sold it to a young lady who was just coming out of mortuary school. And she kept the funeral home for 40 years, and I bought the funeral home from her. She still continues to work at the funeral home, but it was just a great full circle transition coming back to the family. So,
man, that's so good to hear.
It's a cool story.
And, hey, you, Marlon, one thing I wanted to touch on today was what it's like to start a funeral home from scratch. So can you take us back to those days and tell us how that was for you?
It was very interesting. It was very, it was hard. It was hard. But the fun of funeral service was in building the business. I had opportunities and, you know, prior to owning my own funeral home, of course, I worked for a couple of different funeral homes. But just prior to opening up the funeral home, my own funeral home, I had the chance of, so at one point I had an opportunity to work at two different funeral homes. And the one funeral home in the city was the largest funeral home serving African-American families at that time. And the other one was the newest and smallest of the funeral homes in the city. And I just did not see myself working for the largest funeral home only because mm-hmm. I felt like I would never be able to measure my value and my contribution to the funeral home that was already burying everybody. So I end up taking a position with the smaller funeral home who actually ended up going out of business. And then I mm-hmm. ended up opening up in that location. So, again, part of the thrill of funeral service for me in the early years was building the business, starting from nothing, starting at zero, and okay. then each year watching the business grow and knowing that everything that I did would contribute to the growth of the funeral home. It was a lot of late nights. Back in those days, I was the secretary. I was the embalmer. I was the funeral director. I was the janitor, washed the cars, mm-hmm. Everything that there was to do in the early days. Gary, what I did.
What was your first – how old were you when you first got into funeral service?
Well, when I first got – in the funeral service, I was 18. I had an interest in funeral service probably from about the age of 14. But okay. out of high school, I went into the National Guard. And after basic training, I moved to Middletown, Ohio. And I worked with Hall Jordan Funeral Home. My uncle was managing a funeral home in Middletown and Hamilton, Ohio. So I went there and started college at Miami University and then on to the Cincinnati College of Mortuary Science.
Awesome. Well, what a journey, Marlon. And you built up quite the operation there. So I was just kind of going to have our panel reflect on, and oh, actually, Marlon, I'll start with you. What was the biggest lesson that you learned, you know, as you you started your business and then began to grow it. What are some of those lessons that you'd love to share with our listeners?
I would say the biggest lesson that I've learned was you treat people right and you treat people good, and they're going to always remember that. And no matter what happens, whether it be good publicity, bad publicity, you've served the families, you've served them right, and they're going to continue to call. So I would say that's the biggest lesson that I learned in funeral services. Just treat your families right, treat the community right, and they're going to continue to treat your business right.
Man, that there's truth in that. Well, one thing I want to do, when I was out to visit you several years ago, you were sharing with me that, you know, some of the things you were trying to accomplish with your marketing. And, you know, talk about those early days of trying to put Marlon Gary Funeral Home on the map. You know, what were you trying to, what were some of the principles that you were working into your marketing back then?
Well, always the goal was for Marlon Gary to become a household name in the community. And, you know, even if the people didn't know me personally, they knew and recognized the name. There were times where people would call the funeral home and they would ask to speak to Marlon or Gary, as if they were two separate people. And that's when I began to realize that the marketing was working. They did not know me personally, but they knew the name Marlon Gary. They didn't know if it was one person or two people, but I knew that the name was getting out there. One of the things I remember early on in my education in funeral service, while I was in mortuary school, I was working at Hall Jordan Funeral Homes in Cincinnati. And I remember being in the office as Reverend Jordan, who was then the owner, the proprietor of Hall Jordan Funeral Homes. He was talking to some of the staff, and I probably was just not even noticed in the room, but just listening to the owner, the proprietor, talking to some of his staff. And he mentioned that if he had a funeral home, I mean, if he were to advertise on billboards, he would put the billboard close to a cemetery. And some people asked the question, well, why on the way to the cemetery? They've already chosen their funeral home. They're all on their way to the cemetery. Why would you want to advertise after the fact? And he mentioned that the people in the procession going to the cemetery at that time, their own mortality or immortality is at the forefront of their mind. Mm-hmm. And at that time, they're thinking about how they want their own service to be. And just by chance, if for some reason they did not have a good experience at that funeral home, they might now consider my funeral home as they're on the way to the cemetery. Or at least put me as part of the conversation with the other funeral homes that they could choose from. And one of the first things I did was found billboards close to the cemeteries that my community used most often. And I have kept that billboard probably now about 15 to 16 years. I have been on this one particular billboard and a couple other ones around the area. But a billboard is an interesting concept because even when there was just the one billboard that I was advertising on, people would make comments when they saw me and say, "We see you on billboards all over the place." And I'm like, "No, I'm just on that one billboard, but you just ride past there on your way to work and on your way home every day. And you see that same billboard," not realizing that, you know, I'm not all over the city. I'm just in that one spot. So, and I've continued to maintain that billboard for ever since.
Man, Marlon, one thing I've come to realize after, as I'm getting to know you, is you keep a lot of the traditions like, And you stick to what works too, but those traditions of billboard, but also you made a move into digital marketing way before a lot of other funeral home owners and funeral directors and other funeral professionals have done. So talk a little bit about your early foray into using digital media for your marketing.
I want to say, well, and before I go there, one thing I would like to go back and say about billboard advertising and one thing that I've done there. I have continued to advertise on the billboard, but it's not always about funeral service. So I always mention our name as far as the funeral home's name, but sometimes there's a lot of times there's a message on the billboard and it's just brought to you by Marlon Gary Funeral Home. So letting the community know that, your funeral is not the only thing that's important to us. There are, whether it be social, economic issues, holidays, whatever it may be, there are other things that are important to you, things that we need to remind you about, and it's brought to you by Marlon Gary Funeral Home. So I think that was just very important in your advertising, whether it be billboard advertising, television, just letting the community know it's not all about what casket you're going to choose. It's not all about burial or cremation, but this is who we are. This is what we believe in. And we want to kind of let you know that we're part of your community and we want you to feel like we're here for you, not just in death. Going into the question about media, of course, YouTube was probably my first experiment into advertising the funeral home digitally. And even in that, my goal was to not necessarily advertise caskets and didn't necessarily want to have the conversation right then about your funeral, but wanted you to see the lighter side of funeral service. Something that, this laugh was brought to you by Marlon Gary Funeral Home. So just something to make you smile.
Hey, we got to be a little different in the way we connect with our community. And I think if we can't be lighthearted about it and still get our message across, I think it's great.
Yeah. All right, Gary, we haven't heard from you yet, so.
We've actually shifted to a lighter hearted, we're a National Historic Landmark cemetery. So, and my board doesn't understand why any humor should ever be used anywhere. I'm kidding, but, we've actually gone to lighter hearted because you want to kind of break down the initial creepiness of talking about your own mortality. And I think if you can get people to laugh or at least giggle about what is a fairly serious topic, it breaks down that unwillingness to talk. I mean, we just did a short TV commercial that was a quote from one of our docents who was talking to another docent, and we overheard ashes. Why would my kids want my ashes? They don't even want my dishes. And so we actually turned that into a TV ad. And it was literally an off the cuff mark. We've gotten a whole bunch of compliments and one complaint that thought it was, inappropriate or whatever. Yeah. But I think if you can get past that initial hesitancy to talk about mortality, it makes it easier. It makes getting into the conversation a little bit easier.
Yeah. All right. And thanks, Gary. Matt, what are your thoughts?
I think of there's a commercial that's out there that I'm sure a lot of our listeners have seen at conventions or speaking and things like that. And people use it in different markets. And I know the gentleman that worked together on producing it and funding it and offering it to others. And I was talking to one of them because one guy has had amazing success and he's doing it. And the other guy, I was talking about it and he helped pay to build it, but he's never run it in his market. And I asked him why, and he just said, I don't think it's my brand. And I don't know if that's the right or wrong approach for him and for his market and whatnot. And I wonder, and I want to use, cause it does, I think, require some courage to step out and do some of that stuff. Because again, if 50 people say I loved it and two say they don't, who are the two that you listen to that keep you up at night when you go home and have dinner and you wonder if you just made a terrible mistake? And I guess, Marlon would be the one to ask about that because he's the one that's done it and had those conversations with people in the community. And I think it requires, again, some courage to some courage to step outside the box and your marketing in that way.
Marlon, I wanted that. Matt brings up a great point. You know, how is the community? Because you've got you had a series of commercials with featuring Mother Walker and you added Mother Walker and the Holy Ghost I wrote it down here. It's really the Holy Ghost enforcers and talk to a little bit about how the community reacted to your marketing.
The majority of the people that that I talked to about it, they loved it. Now, just like in anything else in life, you're not going to please everybody. And I'm like Matt said, I'm not going to let the two people that did not like it sway me or change my attitude when I had the other 48 people at least lied to me and said they liked it, you know? So the bottom line is 50 people saw it. Now, whether they liked the commercial or not, whether they thought it was in good taste or not, 50 people now heard something about Marlon Gary Funeral Home. And even if they said, did y'all see that crazy commercial that Marlon Gary Funeral Home put out? Again, they said my name in order to talk about the commercial that they didn't like. Didn't mean they weren't going to come to my funeral home. Didn't mean that they weren't going to use my services. They just didn't like that commercial that Marlon Gary Funeral Home did. So they were going to call Marlon or they were going to call Gary and let them know that they did not like that commercial. I think Matt brought up another interesting point, is you have to know your market, and I can kind of understand the gentleman that helped produce the commercials but never used them in his market. You have to know your market. And you have to, I think a lot of times, and maybe that was something else that I kind of learned early in funeral service as a startup. I actually had to have a target market. I wasn't just going after everyone, but I had to use my dollars wisely when it came to marketing and everything else. So I had to know what group of people was I going after? And would this group of people be appreciative of a funny commercial? And early on, I was not going after those 70 and 80 year old community members who were very stuck in their tradition of which funeral home they were going to choose. I was going after the early YouTube watchers and viewers who were in their 20s and in their 30s, who they weren't making arrangements for themselves, but they were participating and making arrangements for sometimes those 70-year-olds who even stuck in their tradition had not chosen a funeral home and had left that up to their grandkids or their children to make that decision. So I was trying to get into the ears and in the minds of that younger generation at that time. And I was part of that younger generation at that time. So, but again, you have to know your market.
And now I mean, there's the ability to micro target people so much with advertising and with all the digital technology that's out there. So, I mean, you know, if, you know, you have something for those who are 75 and older and something for those who are, you know, 35 to 50 that maybe not having a long standing history going to a funeral home for generations just because they're involved in different ways than their parents were with this stuff. I mean, it's, you know, understanding not just your market, but who within your market to target and talk to about different subjects in different ways. So,
yeah. Good point.
Yeah. And when Marlon had zero market share, there was no risk of offending anyone, right?
You know? That's true.
And what he wanted was a call if you've never had one, you know.
Great point.
So, you know, here we are years later talking about these commercials and, you know, cause it's been a while for some of those early YouTube. So, hey, Marlon, I'd love to, you know, you moved on, talk to us a little bit about, moving on, your marketing now into TikTok.
TikTok is that's what I do every night before I go to sleep. And it puts me to sleep a lot of times. And, I went probably 5 or 6 months just watching TikToks for some time. I guess binge watch TikTok 2 hours at a time before I went to sleep. And finally I just had to, figure out how can I use this in funeral service, and how, what kind of content would I want to create and show to my audience, my friends on social media, as far as, you know, what we do at the funeral home. And I think the biggest thing was trying to dispel the myth or the image of what the old funeral directors look like and what we acted like and what we did for a living, and make this not such a creepy profession, and making funeral arrangements and even attending funerals not always the worst thing in the world that a person can do. And coming, and doing more in TikTok, the goal now is to showcase what we can do at funeral services, and that funeral services aren't just sad occasions, but we're here to celebrate the life, and this is how you can celebrate. And there's no limitations as to how you can celebrate and how we can make this service customizable for your loved one. And that's what we try to do in our TikToks now.
When you see the level of personalization there, it's crazy. Now, I want to let if you're listening to this podcast, you can go to the Pisari.com website and see the video of this podcast to catch it, or go out to TikTok and search for Marlon Gary Funeral Homes and watch his personalization videos that he's got a lot of them out there on Facebook. How do families react to these videos, knowing they're on TikTok? I think some of our funeral directors that are more of our stalwarts are wondering what a family would think about that. And tell us your reaction that you're getting from your community.
I mean, we've had very little negative. I don't think I've had any negative feedback regarding these. We have talked to a couple families that said we'd rather not, whether it be for privacy reasons and things like that. And we definitely mm-hmm. respect that. But again, it's, you might attend funerals now and you might see a photographer at a funeral. You might yeah. see a videographer at a funeral trying to capture that special moment. And just like at a wedding where someone is spending money to put together this special service, they want to be able to look back on this, you know, even 5 weeks from now. So that's what the TikTok has been able to do, is capture special moments during that service on a video, while also showing some of the things that can be done for a funeral service to customize that service for that individual family member.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd love to. Jimmy, what are your thoughts?
God bless Jaden's family. I think appropriately done. If you have the buy-in of a family and they want to honor their loved one as, you know, Marlon Gary, that was a great video. And you have families that what a precious time in life, for especially when we serve these small children way too soon, and to be able to pull off what you pulled off and allow the family to create something special. And that's what you did. So, we live in a social media world, and that's how we connect. And for some people, that's important, and for others, it's not. But I think you're balancing that perfectly, Marlon. So kudos to you.
And as you're at funerals, you'll see, even if you're not streaming the service, you'll see someone in the audience with their phone out and their Facebook Live showing the entire service. So if you're not showcasing it, someone else is. So mm-hmm. if you're doing it, you take control over it. You create and control the narrative.
That's really important feedback there. And Marlon, you know, when you're thinking about your marketing, what I really have grown to respect is the fact that you've never said, well, we've always done it a certain way, right? You know, I really do respect that you've been able to step out there and put yourself out and really kind of pay attention, because you shared with me, you watch all those TikTok videos and you're finding inspiration, and you're talking about you know, how to connect with families in the way they want to be connected with. There's one other thing I want to touch on before we wrap up here, but the influence of mentors in your life. So where do you get some of your inspiration, and how are some of the mentors that you've had in your life inspired your work?
So one of my best friends and mentors, Mr. John Beckwith, right down there close to, I think, Jimmy, right? Jimmy's in Fort Worth.
Yes, sir.
John Beckwith has been one that has showcased what Golden Gate Funeral Home can do. And he has definitely taught me not to be afraid to be different, not to be afraid to showcase what you're doing. It doesn't do any good to have the cars in the garage if no one sees them out, if no one sees how it looks when you put it all together. And just not to be afraid to give the family something different, something special, something that's going to make them call you the next time they need you as well. So John Beckwith has definitely been an inspiration to me in regards to how I advertise on social media. John is also a fraternity brother of mine. Another great funeral director in South Carolina, Brian Myers, Myers Mortuary. He also showcases what they do on services and even shows a little bit as far as the behind the scenes, what it takes to get to the point of making everything perfect for that family. So just another great inspiration as far as what I do and why I do what we do on social media.
Yeah. Well, Marlon, thanks for sharing. And again, I want to move towards wrapping this up. I'd love for our listeners and viewers to give us your feedback at thegraveyardshift@pisari.com. I'd love to hear what you're thinking out there. And I know we all would, and we do appreciate your thoughts and comments. And Marlon, I want to say this. Thank you so much for joining us. I think this has been a very enlightening and eye-opening podcast to show showcase how we can really take a different look at our marketing to highlight the things that are possible with funerals when we all keep an open mind. And incredible work that you're doing with your work. So thank you so much, Marlon.
Thank you, Todd, and Matt, and Gary, and Jimmy. Thank you for having me on the Graveyard Shift. And I would just also like to say, and as we build our businesses and we look at marketing, it's all about evolving and not doing away with the old, but including some of the new. I think the only form of advertising I don't do anymore that we used to all do back in the day was the yellow pages, you know. So that's the only thing that we've kind of let go by the time. So, but every other form of advertising. And then also just remembering, if you're doing it, if you're watching TikTok, if you're watching YouTube, if you're watching television, there's millions of other people out there doing it as well. So just take advantage of that and include that in your marketing. And then one of the newest trends, on that we've done as far as on TikToks is using AI as well. I'm not sure, Todd, if you're able to even show one of the videos, of the, I think I saw it on the screen. It was the, these are some of my actual staff members that we had AI transform their faces into little kids and they told jokes. So the plan is to actually put this on, television and their 30-second commercials. And I actually got this inspiration from a car dealership here in the area that I think they might have just had a baby laughing for 15 or 20 seconds. And that was the whole commercial. And at the end, they just mentioned the name of the car dealership. And what is sweeter than a baby's coo or laugh? It's hard not to smile yourself when you see that.
Gary Protag's cuddle.
Yeah. And hey, Marlon, I wanted to tell you, Thompson Hall Jordan Funeral Home, the Cincinnati office, still exists. It's part of our company.
Yes, yes. I can't tell my story without talking about Thompson Hall and Jordan. A lot of the things that we do today, I got from Reverend Donald Jordan Sr.
Absolutely.
Marlon, we're going to encourage people to go out to your TikTok page and see it there. And then, because I really think we could sit here all day. I could sit here all day, and I have burned some of my time watching your videos, because I really think they're very clever, very heartfelt, very warming. And also very, like you said, and I think Gary mentioned it too, is allows people to lower their guard and to talk about this very important thing that we call funeral service here in our profession, and let people know that healing funerals are where it's at, that we've got to have funerals that reflect the life of the person who has died, and to honor that and cherish that person's memory. So your work does that. And I just want to say this, just as we wrap up here, I really encourage our viewers to spend some time on YouTube and TikTok and other places Marlon has as media. Maybe you'll be inspired to try something new and make a bold step in your marketing at your funeral home. So with that, again, Marlon, thank you so much for your time, and we're going to sign off. And I wish you the best today. Have a great day, Marlon.
You do the same. Thank you so much for having me.